This is Ozarks at Large. Habitat for Humanity Washington County is celebrating the construction of the state's first habitat home seeking LEED certification. The organization scheduled a dedication of the home for yesterday afternoon, and Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda has more.
I want to thank everybody for being here. It's exciting for a number of reasons. This is home number 50 for Habitat for Humanity Washington County.
Last Thursday morning, a small group gathered inside a bright yellow two-story home in Salem Village, a neighborhood located just west of Holcomb Elementary in Fayetteville. Members of the Chamber of Commerce, dressed in purple blazers, gathered for a ribbon-cutting ceremony at Habitat for Humanity, Washington County's latest constructed home. Executive Director Jason Kendall says this is the 50th home the organization has constructed since it was founded in 1991.
It's a nice number. You know, you build 10, 15 houses in a few years, and you know, you're still just getting started. And once you hit that 50 mark, it's kind of like you've got some longevity. We've got a nice reputation now. And we've got a nice family of homeowners that are behind us at this point. So that's kind of what we look at is, you know, we can look backwards and we've had a lot of successes we can learn from and a few things, you know, that we can point to and say, well, we'd like to do that differently. And we can kind of take all that experience moving forward. So to us, it just kind of proves that we're here to stay and have been for a while.
The new home, which is a little more than 1,300 square feet, is also seeking LEED certification. If everything checks out, it will be the first LEED-certified Habitat for Humanity home in the state. According to the U.S. Green Building Council, LEED, or Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, is a program that provides third-party verification of green buildings. Projects satisfy prerequisites and earn points to achieve different levels of certification. When points are finally added up, Kendall believes it will be close, but that they will have enough to reach the gold level of certification, the third tier in the four-tier ranking. Buildings are classified as certified, silver, gold, or platinum, with platinum requiring the most points. Mark Cloud is a LEED accredited professional who helped work on this project. He is the owner of Integrated Solutions Group and the former chair of the U.S. Green Building Council for the state of Arkansas. He explains there are some costs associated with applying for LEED certification. However, in instances like this one, professionals are sometimes willing to donate their time because if they want to become a LEED accredited professional, one of the requirements is working on a LEED project. There is a one-time registration fee for LEED certification, and for a single home, the fee is $225. However, Cloud says the local chapter of the council agreed to pay for Habitat for Humanity's fee. When working on a project like this, Cloud says a phrase to keep in mind is people, planet, profit.
The people part is it is healthier to live in. The profit part is the energy. You know, we reduce the amount of water you use by both low flow water faucets and showers and toilets and stuff, and also by capturing rainwater on site to use instead of tap water for that. And then planet is obviously when we build something, you know, usually wood and all the materials that you use have to come from somewhere. And so a lot of what LEED does is promote things that both are durable, so they don't have to be replaced. Also, they're more native, more natural to the environment.
To help with some of these goals, all of the appliances are ENERGY STAR rated. A foam insulation helps lock in the hot or cold air, depending on the time of the year. Lower flow plumbing fixtures have been installed, and the house was decorated with low VOC paint. Cloud says VOC stands for volatile organic compound, and these types of paints release fewer gases into the air than regular paint. While working on this project, Jason Kendall, Habitat for Humanity Washington County's executive director, says they really wanted to buck the myth that it was expensive to build a LEED certified home. He says it can be expensive if you want it to be, but they were really careful and were able to build this home within $5,000 to $10,000 of what it costs to build their other homes. He says they're really proud of that, and it worked out so well for them that they intend to build LEED certified homes moving forward.
You know, going for a LEED certified Habitat home, of course, it's, you know, it's nice publicity because nobody's done it before. But what it really comes down to in the end is you've got a home that's healthier to live in. Because you don't have, off-gassing from paints and carpets and things like that. there's little to no waste involved in the construction of the home. But the really nice part is the cost to the homeowner is lower in the long run.
That's because they don't lose so much of their monthly income to energy expenses. When you walk into the new home, the floor is made of polished concrete. Kendall says it's a new trend in home construction, and it comes with benefits. For example, it's easier to clean than carpet, a material that needs replaced after time and whose glue often produces fumes. Kendall says while there is carpeting that does meet LEED certification standards, it's more expensive. All of the appliances have been donated, and the kitchen countertops are comprised of a synthetic material that was made from recycled plastic. The wooden bar top is made from the flooring of an 18-wheeler that was donated from a company in Harrison. After pointing out these items, Kendall explains points are awarded in the LEED program for using repurposed and recycled material. The three-bedroom, two-bath home is split between two levels. While they don't typically construct two-story homes, Kendall says they agreed to it because of the good deal they got on the lots in this neighborhood.
Our goal is to get people out of substandard housing and get them into safe, affordable housing, and we always say safe first. For example, we might have lots donated, and when I take a call on lots to be donated, first call I make is to my board, tell them where it is, see if they know anything about it. Then I call the police, and we look at crime records for the area. Go with gut feeling. I'm kind of a gut feeling guy, and usually after going through that process, we'll know if we want to take the lot or not. I've actually turned down some lots here recently for donation. Kind of hated to do that, but I knew it wasn't going to lift any of our families out of situations they were in. So we look for lots that are donated. We do purchase lots. These were all purchased. We got a great deal on them, but they were purchased. We usually look for places that we could build in without covenants that are just going to be added cost. If they're covenants that make sense for safety and things like that, not a problem. But if it's, extensive covenants that are just going to add cost, we might stay away from it.
A home they finished building last spring is located next door. The lot to the west of the new home is where they'll break ground on another house in the fall. Kendall says they average about two homes a year, and of course that varies based on a number of factors like weather. They broke ground on the two-story yellow home in August, and weather was one of the factors that made construction take a little longer than usual. Kendall says the original plan was to move the homeowner and her grandson into their new home by Christmas, but now they're hoping to have a final inspection completed in time to move them in by the 1st of March. The landscaping of the home has some features that are just as interesting as those inside. Kendall says the plants are native plants. Some of the landscaping includes shade trees to help shade the house and minimize soil erosion. There are also plans to install a system that will capture rainwater that can be used to water the plants. Kendall says they have been working with the homeowner for a couple of years now and says this is not a fast process or a quick fix. Instead, he says it's more of an investment in the partner families because of the education and work that's involved. Although the process of becoming a homeowner can take a while, he says they're there for the families for the long haul.
I think it's important for folks to note that we don't give houses away. That's a misconception. We call ourselves a compassionate mortgage company. In addition to a resale store and a construction firm, we are a mortgage company. We hold our own mortgages. Our homeowners purchase the homes from us, but it's 0% interest. That's the big deal. And along with that is a lot of hand-holding, and we're not somebody they just send a mortgage check to. They meet with us, we see them face-to-face a lot, we help them through difficulties down the road.
For more on this organization, you can visit habitatwashingtoncoar.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.